the rest of the story. With four boys in the family, one would have thought that the family name would live forever. And yet, for various reasons, these sons of the distinguished Diego Ruiz produced no grandsons to carry the Ruiz banner into posterity. For example, the youngest boy became a doctor, but it took him a while to establish his practice, so he married later than he might have otherwise, and his wife presented him with two children, but both girls. The oldest son of Diego Ruiz became a diplomat. He traveled a great deal. He was quite a talented fellow, really, except when it came to producing daughters only. A third son became a canon in the Catholic Church. He had no children at all. Now we have one son left, Jose Ruiz. Jose always seemed as though he might have belonged to another family. In fact, he hardly looked Spanish. His hair was a reddish color. His physique was sort of Nordic. His face rather English. Neither did he possess the characteristically forceful Ruiz personality. Jose was a pensive, artistic sort, easily discouraged. Whenever possible, he chose the path of least resistance. Jose was almost 40, yet unmarried. Without his cooperation, that fine old family name of Ruiz faced extinction. So, what was left of the Ruiz family got together, tried to convince Jose of his responsibility. First, they attempted to impress him with the distinction of his heritage. And indeed, the Ruiz clan could trace its roots back to the 15th century. Illustrious ancestors, the Archbishop of Lima, who was also Viceroy, and Captain General of Peru, family traits such as devotion and tenacity and courage and gentility, religious sincerity, all recurred reliably throughout the centuries. So, the fine Ruiz line must not end. Jose's relatives insisted that he was their only hope of sustaining it. There was little time to lose, so the family had a little surprise for Jose. A suitable marriage had already been arranged. But when the woman's identity was revealed, Jose gasped. She was a beast, he said. How could they even suggest such a thing? But Jose's kin made it clear, for the sake of the fine old family name Ruiz, he had to marry somebody. And he was going to have a son, and soon. Well, Jose stalled as long as he could. Finally found a fiancée on his own. Then he stalled some more, almost 2 years more. But finally, in the year 1880, reluctant Jose Ruiz took Maria to be his lawful wedded wife, and a year later they had a son. To the Ruiz family, a son was born, at long last, a male heir. The rejoicing continued for weeks. Just when it seemed the last branch of the Ruiz family tree was about to die, here a solitary bud had appeared and burst into bloom. And that little boy, the last hope of that fine old family named Ruiz, preferred instead his mother's maiden name, so thereafter he called himself Pablo Picasso. And now you know the rest of the story.